Welcome, and welcome back to the latest edition of Brandler Bits. I am Jeff Brandler. Last few weeks on Brandler Bits, we've done some experiential things to deal with the pandemic that is around our area, and to develop some good anxiety tools and help all of us with our anxiety so we can simmer down. Today, we're going to take a little detour from that to really get some concrete tips to get through this COVID virus to keep our COVID sanity in check. So as I look around and start focusing in on what we need to do to get through this, we need several things. We need a good, healthy lifestyle. We need good, healthy eating. We need exercise. We need some version of meditation, prayer, something that grounds us down. And we need to keep things in today, one day at a time. If we look too far into the future, way too uncertain, we have no date. We don't know how long we're doing this for, so we work on today. We use our anxiety tools, our breathing, our 360 panorama, our relaxation strategies, all the things we've talked about recently. We work on staying in the moment. We don't get too far outside. As I've noticed, people have increased their drinking and increased their overeating. That's going to be great for today, but it's not going to be so great tomorrow, so we really need to work on limiting that. We need to decrease our what-if thinking. We start doing what-if, what-if, what-if. We're going down the wrong road. It's not going to work out. We need to shut that down pretty quick. On nice sunny days, we need to go outside. We are not on house arrest. We are on shutdown. We're on lockdown, but we're not on house arrest. Get outside. Enjoy the sunshine. Go for a walk. Enjoy nature. Experience nature. Take in some good oxygen and some bright sunshine. Stay 6 feet away from the news. If you watch virus TV, you're going to only hear the disasters. You're going to hear the terrible effects of this virus. You're going to hear everything that's going on. You're not going to hear about the adolescents who decided to go out shopping for the older people. Nope, not going to hear that story. You're going to hear the gloom and doom and disaster. Stay 6 feet away from the news. If you have a need to stay in touch with what's going on, give yourself one source that you can watch, listen to, read online, whatever, once per day, one. Connect with others. Connect with friends. Connect with relatives. Use Zoom. Use other type of online things. If we stay connected, we're all in this together. Check in on people who are shut in, older people, people who are likely to have less people to have. We need to have some connection. We need to reach out. We need to do good things for the world. If we do good things, we'll feel better. We can make a difference. We can make a donation. We can do something with the limitations we have. Allow yourself to do positive things for self, positive things for others. And as we're doing good things, focus in on your gratitude. Focus in on the things that you do have. Yes, things are really bad right now. But if you focus in on the things, the after effects, not the primary effects, like think about the dinners that you're having with your family. The connections, the activities, the new normal that we're all developing, the new rituals that we are creating, that's going to be so much better 2, 3, 4, 5 months from now when we look back and say, hey, remember back in March when we were watching family movies? Remember back in March when we were having family dinners? Remember back in March when we connected with Aunt So-and-so back in California on Zoom? Wow, let's do that again. Build in the rituals now for the future because you will have them. In addition, allow yourself to have feelings. All of them. They're all okay. Angry, sad, scared, etc., etc. Allow yourself to have the grief that we all have. Things are not what they were 1 month ago. Allow yourself to feel those feelings. All the feelings. Don't shut them down. Because I shouldn't be feeling this, there are people in far worse shape. No, they're your feelings. Have them. Allow yourself to have them. Write them down if you need to. Talk to other people about them. Allow yourself to have them. And finally, on my list of tips, laugh. You know, there isn't a lot to laugh about, but if you find that it's there. The other day, my dog swiped my socks. I thought that was pretty funny because it was totally unexpected. Give yourself the opportunity to experience life, to laugh, to feel, to do good, healthy things. We will all get through this together. If you would like to add to my list of tips, feel free to contact me. Easiest way is at my website, www.changeispossible.org. I'm Jeff Brandler. This is Brandler Bits. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you soon.